Talktainment Radio Worldwide Sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalktainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Live call-in talk show, dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Join us here with TalkTainmentRadio.com. You're in touch with This Is Libby. I'm Libby, and this is radio the way it should be heard. So I want you to call in, talk to you some Libby. 1-877-932-9766. Call in here and let's talk about some medicine that goes down with just a little bit of sweet. Okay? I know there's all kinds of subjects that we could be talking about, all right? I mean, I'm not doing that to you. This is what us gonna do. I want you to help me celebrate my birthday. I turned 67 a few days ago, and I'm telling you that it just seemed like there was a rush of good information, not only for me to learn, but to share. So we're going to do that. And I brought my friends with me because, you know, life is a party. Anywhere Libby is a party. So I wanted you guys to introduce yourselves because I ain't got nothing, no napkins. I ain't got no forks. We eating with our fingers today. All right. Say hello.
Hello, everybody. Stella Amasigo Banks. You heard it from me.
Hi, everybody. It's Yuli. Yuli Moss here.
Hello, everybody. It's Karen Mitchell.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Now, I want you to call me 1-877-932-9766 and talk to you some Libby, because we're going to take some medicine with a little bit of wisdom and make it sweet. Okay, I'm going to bring back a memory because this is a fun part. You all remember when every month, if you regimented grandma or mom, every month gave you some castor oil? Huh? Do you remember? Do you talk loud to me? I can't hear you.
Unfortunately.
My mom gave me mineral oil.
I remember.
Woo! Say what? What'd you say?
Cod liver oil.
With a little orange juice.
You know, I know some folks who will not drink orange juice to this day because of cod liver oil and castor oil. But did you get sick?
No.
Did you have colds?
No.
Did you have a problem with your tummy?
No.
Oh, see, those folks knew what they were talking about up in here.
If you tried to even give any kids any of that stuff, like, what you doing? It's not going to happen.
Now, remember Halloween when you had all the candy collection at Halloween? What'd you get? You could eat all the candy you wanted to.
Yeah, but you don't get that castor.
You got to have that by the end of the month, the week, however the moms and grandmom did it. It was nasty. You hear him laughing. See, that's what I'm talking about. The medicine, we're going to put a little sweet in that thing. So there are several conversations that I want to touch on, okay? And we're going to do all of them. And in between, we're going to give you a little something to make you smile. So I do want to talk about pain. We're not doing that. We're going to talk about pain. However, we're going to look at it a little different. And then we're going to also have some wisdom stuff jump in and out of here, a couple recipes, because this crazy virus is going around. Now, this is the one where you feel good on one day, and the next day it's like your whole face has fallen in, or your stomach is going crazy, one or the other. Then you get fever, and then you get a cough at the end of it because there's some sinus drainage. Got me? Well, there's some stuff we can do. Right, Stella?
Yeah.
The reason I asked Stella, right, Stella, is because Stella is I would call her an herbalist at this point, because she's got some kind of solution that you can eat
from
or
the
drink.
Ancestors.
It's a medicine with a little bit of sweet. So we're going to talk about all of that. Give me an idea. Give us all an idea of what you all do. What do you do? Why are you here with me? Other than party.
Me? I want to help the community. I'm here to help the community. God sent me to help the community. I'm helping the community.
Okay.
And, you know, I don't want I don't want to be up in the belly of a whale. Amen. You feel me?
Yeah.
A belly of a whale.
I don't want to be in the belly of the whale. I like my freedom. So...
She tell me how she really feels. Okay, everybody, that's what we going to do. And what about Yuli? Tell me, Yuli, what do you do?
Well, I'm partner at Slim & Go Mobile Spa. We do non-invasive body sculpting, laser lipo, breast lifting, butt lifting, all without surgery.
Oh, that's that self-acceptance,
and what else
girl,
do
body image
transfer.
Well, we
have several different treatments that we offer. So we also offer the fat transfer, the non-invasive fat transfer, as well as skin tightening. We have cellulite removal.
They will snatch your life.
And I believe that we're saving lives, because a lot of women are going down to the DR and they are getting botched.
Botched?
They're paying the doctors to botch them.
Did y'all see? What's her name?
Don't say the name unless you make sure we go. I ain't giving nobody y'all anything.
So. Okay.
Well, what's she do? What's she do?
Well, she's an old singer and she's like a virgin. What she did to her backside.
I got it. But Yuli, what you're saying is you don't, that's not a result.
Correct.
Right?
That is actually what we're trying to save everyone from having to, you know, this is an option. A lot of people don't know that is available. They think that their only thing for you to do is to go and have surgery for the same kind of results.
Okay.
We do that without surgery.
Okay. They put stuff inside their bottom.
Yeah, those are foreign objects that those girls are inserting into themselves. I don't know if anyone has ever checked out it's a documentary that was executive produced by Lala Anthony. Lala Anthony and Kay Michelle, and they were talking to all of these different, it's a collection of stories of women who have been botched.
Okay. And now Minister Karen. What you do?
I'm an office manager at East Bridge Academy on the east side of town.
Mm.
I also have a ministry on the east side of town called Total Man Ministries, and we do a lot of community events and a lot of things in
Beautiful.
The community.
That's all right. See, we've got the panel right here. So let me tell you this, because this is something I want to share with everybody. You know, Talktainment is on Facebook. And you can log on to facebook.com/talktainment. And then you can hear me. And then you can see my program. This is Libby. And you can also like us, because I'm interested in your comments. All right. Now, let's get started with some good stuff. I do want to get to this pain piece, because I hear... I don't know if it's because I'm older or I just so happen I'm hanging with folks who hate. Now, Stacey Wiggins, who is a member of the Talktainment staff, Wiggins World of Wellness, is a man
love
that
him,
has...
Love him, love him.
Hey, can't help it. He's a lovely person.
Yes.
And he's full of wisdom. And that's where I'm going to send you to go when you want to talk to somebody, literally, who has not had pain. I met him when 15 years when he told me, but now that I've known him a little longer, we're talking about 20 years. He does not have pain. So the reason I want to speak on this is because a lot of folks my age, younger, they got rheumatiz and Arthur. I don't have any uncles named Arthur
yeah.
in my family. And what'd you say, hon? What'd you say, Karen? Because... You know, we don't have rheumatiz. And so, So what I'm saying to you is, if you want to talk to somebody who does not have pain, then you just go ahead and tune in to Stacey Wiggins' World of Wellness. And I had questions for Stacey. And I ask him, what's the purpose of pain? What do you all think the purpose of pain is, really? Because we have pain.
To remind you that you're alive.
No.
I believe pain.
A glass of wine will remind Libby that she's alive. yes, wine. Because my understanding now, wine is good for your cardiac system. You don't have to overdo it. If you do, make sure you're at home so you can fall into your favorite chair. It's in where?
It's in the Bible. I mean, Jesus poured a little wine.
He created wine, according to the story.
It comes from grapes.
There you go. I like her. I like Yuli, okay? All right, so go ahead. And each one of you, give me an idea why you think we have pain. Why do you think that is?
So I think that we have pain as a reminder to let you know when something is not right with your body.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and of course, Karen. What do you think? Why do you think we have pain?
I agree with her. I think it's more of a thing of letting your body know that it's time to rest, or that it's time to reroute, or that it's time to do something different.
Okay.
My opinion is pain is to protect us and to let us know, like she said, I'm piggybacking off of her, that there's something you need to do urgently.
Urgently, yes. Okay, now this is something I want you to speak on. Our tolerance of pain is usually a long-term tolerance. We do it because of our slave experience based on our ancestors, okay? Thank you very much. But we've learned through our ancestry that pain is something you can handle.
Pain management.
Well, yeah, now the medical community calls it pain management.
That's what they call
it. We used to just grit our teeth and hold on. Even when we were having our babies, if you were out in the field, y'all can't have a baby laying on the couch. They'd be out in the field, drop the baby and do what they needed to do to take care and secure the baby and keep it moving. Now see, that's, no.
They were strong.
That's the second one. One was our slave experience, and we've been told over the years that, you know, you can handle it. And which is not a good thing all the time. And then we were strong. You know, I'm a strong black woman and I can handle it. Hurting like hell, but I can handle it.
Yeah, right.
And the ego is in there as well because, you know, there's something about that. I can do this. I can do this. Like inside you're going, okay.
Yeah,
right. Okay, so when pain has to be eliminated, it's usually a nerve will send you to the doctor. Yeah. Barefoot.
Yes.
Yeah. Say yes, Karen.
Yes.
Your teeth will send you packing.
Oh.
And if you have an acute issue regarding pain, such as an accident, like if you pinch your fingers with a pin, it will get your attention. Or you have a splinter. You get a splinter in your hand somewhere, right, and you can't take care of it until later. There's nothing else in the whole life except that splinter. And then I hate having to get them out.
Yeah.
So now let's ask you this. You ready? Mm-hmm. Okay. What would you do if you didn't have any pain? What, y'all, I heard Karen say, wow. Did you say wow?
Yes.
Why'd you say wow? Why did you do that?
Because, like you said, we're accustomed to pain. So to have a world without it would be... wow.
What would you do?
So are you speaking of physical pain?
Physical, psychological, all the Lee family. Financial Lee, psychological Lee, social Lee, emotional Lee. That's a lot of family. So if you didn't have any of those, what now?
Yeah, they all play a different part, I would assume. They all play a different part. I would say without physical pain, seems like you would have to pay special attention to yourself.
Why?
Well,
you pay attention to yourself when you have pain, physical pain.
Yeah.
Yep. Neck hurt.
Right.
Constantly making adjustments.
Yeah.
So I mean, that's a question I want to ask everyone that is listening.
Yeah.
Consider you have one whole day with no pain, no stress, no aches, no angst, no nothing. What would you do in a day with no pain?
Laugh and play.
You mean you'd have some fun?
Straight up.
Yeah. Why, yeah.
That's what us going to do. So let me tell you what us going to do right now. I want to remind you that TalkTainmentRadio.com is a 24/7, no charge, worldwide broadcasting facility, with hosts delivering on various topics such as news and lifestyle, various things like sports and law, religion, health, wellness, politics. You know, those are some. And here's a few that I'm going to share with you. Of course, I talked to you about Stacey Wiggins World of Wellness. And then there's Quay Morgan Hill, and that's her show. She's on, she's on Friday or Tuesday. Yep. She's on Tuesday, 7 p.m. Yeah. And then there's Stairway to Heaven, and Karen has her show. Mm-hmm. And what time, we haven't decided what time yet, right, Karen?
Right.
Okay. Well, what's the name of it?
Karen Presents.
Karen Presents. See, that's what I'm talking about. Karen Presents. So I want you to be aware that you can go to TalkTainmentRadio.com, click on programs for the scheduled times. TalkTainmentRadio.com is radio the way it should be heard. Now, I want you to remember that we are with Stella, Yuli, and Karen, and you got yourself some Libby, and we're going to take some medicine, put a little sweet in it, so we can get it down. There was a song, spoonful of medicine helps the, a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go
Absolutely.
Down.
Absolutely.
All right, so let's see how old y'all are, okay?
Yes.
You older than dirt. See, that's what happens when you turn 67. You get all these little tidbits and they send them to you. So I'm going to share these with you all. You ready? You're older than dirt is the name of the article. Do you remember Blackjack gum?
Yeah.
You, Stella does.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nasty. Tastes like black
liquor. Okay. Do you remember wax, the Coke-shaped bottles that were, that had sugar water in them? You remember those? Too young, Yuli?
Yeah, I'm too young.
Oh. Oh, you missed out.
Oh.
How about Karen? Do you remember those? Okay, I'm not going to ask you your age. You're telling me now. Already not. Because you always went and got those wax little balls. They look like Coca-Cola. Bite the head off, suck out the juice, and then chew the wax like gum.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I never. Wow. Okay.
She said, wow. I did not think.
I'll go to the next one they do know.
Okay, candy cigarettes.
Okay, yes. Yeah, I remember candy.
Okay, yes. Did you used to puff on them and let the little powder blow out?
Yes.
Thought we were grown. Now I couldn't smoke a cigarette. I turned green. Yeah, it's not a good color on some Libby. Mm-mm-mm. Soda pop machines that dispense the glass bottles.
I remember that.
Yeah. I remember selling them pop bottles too.
Oh, you always saved them. So you can recycle them back. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I went the next door to door and sold mine. Hey, you got no pop bottles?
Do you remember y'all younger? But Stella, maybe you'll remember. Coffee shops with the tableside jukeboxes.
Yeah.
See? Yeah. Now what, Yuli?
I've been in a coffee shop with a dog jukebox before.
Was it at the table?
Oh, maybe.
Near.
Yeah.
How about new?
Well, I kind of a little bit.
Yeah, but they did have jukeboxes. Mm-hmm. They were marvelous. Do you remember home milk deliveries with the glass bottles?
I remember that.
Okay, you old, y'all old as dirt. Almost. Now you're not yet.
That's the best tasting milk, too.
The best tasting milk?
Yes, best tasting milk.
Why?
It just had a flavor to it. I mean, the way it was pasteurized, I guess the reason why it tastes that way. I mean, I loved it.
Yeah, because there was very little messing with it. You know, it came from the cow.
It was cold, pasteurized,
and to the bottle it went and to the house it went. By the milkman. There's lots of jokes about the milkman. I'm not going there. I'm not doing that. Karen's laughing. She, why are you laughing? The milkman.
I know some of those jokes.
Do you remember party telephone lines?
Yes. Kind of, sort of.
Yes.
Kind of, sort of.
Okay.
I remember the click over.
Yes, but it wasn't call waiting, was it?
No.
No, it was not.
We called the
You
click
had
over.
To share the phone line.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So do you remember newsreels before the movie? Newsreels? Now, I know I'm older than all y'all.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But before the movie came on, see, you had to get the news. And the reels were literally those ones that you we're looking at them now like they're antique things, right. But they showed those before the movie.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Do you remember Butch Wax?
What?
I couldn't quite get Butch Wax. The only thing I could think of was when the men put it in their hair. I could be wrong.
Because it made their hair wavy.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But I'm not sure if that's correct. So somebody call me. 1-877-932-9766. Tell Sister about Butch Wax. Then there were telephones with the word prefix before the number, like olive/6971.
Never heard it.
I caught tidbit of that, just a bit. Do you remember Howdy Doody?
Yep.
They're quiet over there, Stella. They're not saying anything. They're laughing at us too, Stella.
That's all right. You're going to learn today.
I don't remember it.
You're going to learn today.
Howdy Doody was this animated puppet. And we watched that thing. We looked for some Howdy Doody on the weekend. You got your work done so you could watch Howdy Doody. And it was just a kid, you know, a kid thing. Well, the children now don't have the puppets like we used to have. And Howdy Doody had this long face and this grin that you wanted to just slap. But he was happy. He was always happy. Mm-hmm. Then there were 45 RPM records. Have you heard those?
Yeah.
Have you seen them?
Yep.
Seen them or heard them?
I mean, people couldn't wait until something came out to go down there and listen to some music.
On the red label.
On the red label.
Mm-hmm. They quiet again, Stella.
Yeah, that little thing. You could not play that record without that little piece that going.
You had to have the needle. Yes, all of that. Mm-hmm. Then there were S&H green stamps. Do you remember those?
Yes.
I remember green stamps.
You do, okay?
Yes.
What happened with green stamps? What did we do?
Put them in a book.
And?
I think you could get discounts.
You could purchase things with a full book of S&H green stamps. Kind of like coupons now, but this was something you had to collect them. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
How about metal ice trays with the lever?
Yeah, that's the best one.
I know what you're talking about.
Yes.
Now they're made out of plastic.
Yes, I think we did. I don't know if we did better with the metal or the plastic, because either
we did
way,
better with the metal.
Leaches out into the ice.
Had aluminum, and the aluminum give you a short brain span.
Alzheimer's.
I was trying to be nice.
But you know what, though? We didn't, I don't remember a lot of people having Alzheimer's. When we were coming along, it was more like, you know, somebody was a little touched and they didn't remember things, but not on the levels and the numbers
so
that we're having
now. So
did y'all
think that was natural?
No. Well, it was natural because it wasn't very many of them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there weren't a lot of things that we, you know, women used to wear those muumuus, and that was just, you know, grandma's dress or a house dress or a duster.
Yeah.
Yep.
Duster.
You got to get the right one for the right era. So it was either a muumuu, a duster, or a house dress.
My grandmother wore a duster. My mom wore a muumuu.
Yep.
Because it looked kind of more chicish and sexy looking.
Yes, it had a
but
little bit of flavor
all the same.
To it.
Uh-huh. They're all the same.
So, do you remember blue flash bulbs? They don't even remember.
Oh, yeah.
You had to use them for the
go in the dark.
For your cameras, you use a flash bulb.
I do remember that.
Nah, I remember that, but I thought you were talking about the light bulb. No.
Do you remember drive-in movies?
Oh, yeah.
The theater?
Yes.
A lot of babies were made in the movies. Yeah, they were. Don't lie. Now, don't lie. Okay. I mean, y'all really watched the movie.
There's only one drive-in movie theater here in the city now.
It's still operational, too.
It is. It's seasonal, though.
Mm-hmm. So if you got 0 to 5 of these, you're a whippersnapper, according to the article. And if you got 6 to 15, then you're getting there. But if you got 16 to 19, you're older than dirt. I thought that was really cute, considering I, you know.
Whippersnapper.
Mm-hmm. Y'all funny. Y'all make me laugh here. Okay, so we got a little time here for a little more seriousness, because I remember I talked about pain. Well, there are natural painkillers. I want you to jump in and give me your feedback on some of the suggestions for natural painkillers. You can find these in your kitchen. Mm-hmm. Okay? So if you have an earache, it says use garlic. Is that true for you? Have you heard of that? Garlic?
I've never heard of it.
What are you supposed to do with it?
Some people put it in their ear. Now, this is old school stuff. So I'm not going to say that this is the only way, but because you're supposed to ingest garlic anyway.
Sure.
However, old remedies might suggest you put a little in your ear. Before you do any of that, just do your homework, because the article said garlic for earaches. Okay. If you have heartburn, use apple cider vinegar. Yes?
Yes.
Yeah. Or baking soda. Well, all right now. Joint pain, use tart cherries. You ever heard that?
I have heard that.
Really?
Yep. I've also heard chia seeds.
Oh, see, there's more. There's a little sweet to the medicine. Then, how about sore muscles? They say use peppermint. Mm. What do you think?
I can see where that's kind of like a icy hot, you know.
There you go.
I say aloe vera also.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So if you have injury pain, it's water. Drink a lot of water. You ever hear folks drink a lot of water?
All the time.
Mm-hmm. Toothache, just use some cloves. Go in your
cloves,
cupboard.
Cloves, really?
Mm-hmm. Press them down. Press them between your area where it's sore, hurting. And the cloves numbs that nerve and stops the pain.
Green tea also.
Mm-hmm. Coconut oil. It's called oil pulling.
Yes, oil pulling. Coconut oil.
You know we're going to have to talk about that at some point, right?
Sure.
So chronic pain would be turmeric.
Yes.
So chronic pain would be like low back pain or knee pain or...
Like a compress of turmeric, you mean?
No, you ingest it.
You eat it. Oh,
okay.
Mm-hmm. Bloating. There's a lot of bloating stuff in here. We got to get away from the bloating. But you can eat pineapples and the bloating will go away.
Ginger.
See, my question is, what you eating that makes you bloat?
Ginger and cinnamon, too.
Mm-hmm. Sinus pain is horseradish.
Oh, yeah.
I can see that.
Yep, you can, Karen?
Yeah.
Okay. What about what you go or something like that? Tell me what it is. What you got me or some Japanese name.
It's green. Know that one.
I don't know.
Well, if you think about it, we'll come back to it. And then UTIs is blueberries. That's what they said.
Urinary tract infection. Blueberries. Yeah. I've heard cranberries, too.
Cranberries.
Yeah. So, now let me just do this. We're going to do some teas. We're going to talk about teas. That's Stella's passion.
Mm-hmm.
Or should we continue with beauty problems? I got lots of paper.
How about beauty problems?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, because see, these are some gorgeous women, and they have secrets. Go get their secrets. Okay. So if you have blackheads, the suggestion on the article said cinnamon.
Cinnamon.
Mm-hmm. And if you have frizzy hair, then use vitamin E oil. I can't with y'all. Y'all gotta help me. I can't. Okay. I can't.
If you want to grow hair, what about onions? Onion juice.
Where?
Onion juice on your hair. And she knows one, too.
You walk around here smelling like a roast beef sandwich.
Cucumbers grow your hair as well.
Rice water.
Okay. Y'all write. They don't write anything down anymore. You're recording it, right? Okay. I'm good. Sunburn is milk.
Really?
Yes. Well, I don't get sunburned, but see. Razor rash. Now we can talk.
Razor rash.
Use aloe vera.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I got a humongous aloe vera. Here's the thing about the burn. Just use a good razor. But let me tell you that TalkTainmentRadio.com, we go where you go. Now, you can... apply this to your cell or tablet. So that's radio, the way it should be heard. A little bit of sweet with that medicine. Guess what that's going to do on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
Are you ready for a high school that allows you to work at a place that is right for you? Are you ready to earn a certification in healthcare, business, or manufacturing while achieving your high school diploma? Then you are ready for Life Skills High School, a free public school option for high school students 16 to 21 years old. Learn more about your free high school educational options at lifeskillshs.org or call them at 1-800-888-7992. Life Skills High School, education that fits your life.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie, Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring, it's volunteering in your community, it's shoveling a neighbor's snow, or cutting an elderly person's grass for them, or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
Have you ever wished you could spend more time with your kids, or maybe quality time with your spouse, when you can actually have an uninterrupted conversation? Do you owe your dad a little catch-up time? Well, it's time to reconnect, and no activity can bond a family together quite like boating and fishing. I mean, think of all the great experiences you had as a kid when you went boating or fishing. Well, guess what? It's still great. Boating and fishing are the perfect opportunities for your family to get away, to talk, to laugh, to create new memories. So take someone you love out on the water and see where the water takes you. If you haven't been on the water in a while and you're not sure where to start, or if you just like to have some helpful tips for your next trip, please visit TakeMeFishing.org. This has been a public service of TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard.
Sex Code War by Kahari Inaharo, the author of the Essence Magazine bestseller Race Code War, is releasing his second book, Sex Code War. Be on the lookout for Sex Code War.
I've got the water, energy bars, and camera. I think we're set for the hike.
Almost. We need to protect our skin. Don't forget your wide-brimmed hat and sunscreen.
All right. I've got the hat. I've got SPF 30. Will that work?
Yeah, anything 15 or higher is good. Just make sure it says broad spectrum.
Great. Got it. I am not getting burned again. Let's go.
Learn more at cdc.gov/cancer.
This is Al Edmondson, owner of A Cut Above the Rest Barbershop. I'm calling on all barbers and beauticians. It's time for us to unite as one. We can serve our communities better together. Join the Ohio Black Barber Beauty Network. For more information, visit www.obbn.org or call 614-427-3226 to get more information. Be the change that you want to see in your community. Join our network.
Live call-in talk show, dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. Now, this is Libby, and you're listening to This is Libby. And I have guests. I have Stella, and I have Yuli, and I have Karen, and they're helping us sister party every way I can.
Hello.
And it's 1-877-932-9766 to call you some Libby and share your ideas and give a sister a little medicine and make it sweet, make it sweet. Oh, make it so sweet. Now, I have a few more things, and then there's a subject that I want to share with you because it's all too common for sisters.
Yeah.
And we need to knock this out or do some preventative stuff, whatever it is we need to do. So shall we talk about the T's or shall we talk about the condition that we're speaking about? What do you think? Pick it.
I'd like to talk about the condition.
Okay, then we'll do that. I will share with you many things about my life, and I usually taste a lot of stuff and experience a lot of things before I will support that on my show or anywhere else. And one of those is stillbirths or fibroids. Women, you know, have fibroid tumors, or we have stillborn babies, or we have babies with very, very low levels of life experience. On this particular day, my son was born stillborn. And then of the four of us here, three of us have had this experience and or fibroid tumors or that. So what I want to do, don't get sad. Everything is for a reason. We learned from it. We're better for it. And we want to share the wisdom so that if you have to experience it, or maybe we can help you prevent it. Correct?
Correct. Correct.
All right, then there you go. So we're going to speak about it for a little bit. So let's just talk about this thing. Yuli, your passion is in this. So why don't you start?
Yeah,
I want you to get your face in the
information.
Mic.
I came into some information about a term they call stone babies.
Stone babies, S-T-O-N-E?
S-T-O-N-E.
What's a stone baby?
A stone baby is a fibroid tumor.
Okay, that's what. But is it the old folks that call it a stone baby? Because I've not heard this term.
So the term I hadn't heard either. Mm-hmm. There's actually a support group. 5,000 of or more members.
That's too many.
And there are women that are experiencing this. It's a phenomenon. Okay. That's what they're calling it anyway. You know, but they don't. It's kind of it's a taboo subject.
Why?
Because if you Google what is the cause, what causes fibroids?
They will
not tell you.
Why?
Because
black women's bodies.
Yeah, let's just do this. Get on in here. It's
let's just talk about it. It's black women's bodies. It's either taboo or we don't talk about it too. Naja, we don't talk about it at all. Amongst ourselves and family, yes, sometimes we talk about it. But it's truly forgotten to be passed down as knowledge.
Okay, so Karen, you shaking your head. You experienced this? Which one?
Both.
Okay.
I had stillborn before I had my middle daughter. So he would be 15 now.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't understand why I had to go through the process of going back home after his heart had stopped and kind of like just walking that whole process out of being at home with a dead baby.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
It was explained to me. I'll try to help when you're done.
Okay. And so after that experience, and I had two more children, but after the second one I had, I started dealing with the fibroids.
Right.
And when they did the procedure on me, the fibroid was the size of a 5-month-old baby.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, my understanding, based on the gentle kindness, and he was a gentle and kind physician, friend of ours. It is a good thing for the body to do what it does on its own.
Gotcha.
Rather than force the child out, there are several stages of healing and or hurt that you go through. One, you're carrying that child because you have to face the fact that this one is not a survivor. And then, so you go through the grief process before the child is delivered. The body, which is a magnificent, y'all stop me, get in here with me.
Now.
The body is magnificent.
Yes.
And it will prepare you for the exit of that child.
Correct.
And so for me, I actually could feel my baby's body, literally, because we don't think about these things unless it happens to us. The natural water that they float around in is constantly cycled over and out and cleaned and and rotated back.
Yes.
But when the baby is not using the water properly, it is absorbed and or discarded slowly.
Okay. Yes.
So by the time it was time for me to actually deliver our son, I could literally put my hands on my stomach and feel the very form of his little legs and feet and everything. Now, that sounds cruel, but we have to talk about the reality, real with our real eyes. Okay? So what I want you to do is be aware that this is a so-called, it's not normal, but it's a so-called normal way to prepare for the exit of the baby's body and the loss of the child's life. What I want to share with everyone is, it is the worst thing that anybody can experience. Fathers and mothers, the fathers are in this just like the mothers are in this. They suffer. They suffer their way. You know, they
watch us suffer.
And they're taught, you know, like I said, I'm a strong black man, you know. They cry. They moan. They weep. They drink too much. Whatever they got to do because this thing is so bad. And then when the baby is delivered, they too have to grieve. Keep this in, you must keep it in mind. They're grieving too. They may not look like it. They may go somewhere by themselves, sit in the car, and just roll over with pain. But I want you to stay focused on the fact that at the end of your experience, I will promise you, you will see daylight. Some things are going to make sense. It may take a while. You're going to be surrounded by people who love you and will support you and get you through it. You won't forget it. My son would have been 30 plus years old, and this is his day. Okay? You see what I'm talking about? But I can talk about him without tears now, and I can teach another young lady how to do everything you can to avoid this. Mm-hmm. There are many helps, right? There are many support systems that help. Get you some help. You don't have to do this by yourself. Am I correct?
Yes, you are.
Okay. And what else do we want to know about the stone babies? Go ahead.
Go ahead, Ulysse.
Well, I was going to say, I want to talk about what the cause of them, where it comes from. Because from my studies, it comes from relaxers.
Who's relaxers? What kind of relaxers?
Relaxers for your hair, to straighten your hair.
Excuse me?
That's the physical manifestation.
You made me hit the high note, girlfriend.
That's the physical manifestation of those chemicals on your scalp.
One of them anyway.
What's the other ones?
There's another. So when you get birth control, any kind of birth control, really what it comes from is an imbalance of hormones. So when you take birth control, you're actually taking hormones. That's what you're taking. You're taking estrogen.
Correct.
You're
yeah.
taking a form of estrogen, estrogen pill, an estrogen patch, an estrogen shot, whatever the dosage is.
Mm-hmm.
It's estrogen. So it is altering you.
Okay.
And it does cause you. I know when I was introduced to a birth control, it was because I had a painful period. And that was my gynecologist suggested that I go on birth control because it would help the heavy flow and the pain of cramping during my period. And I know a lot of young women that have been referred to birth control because help them regulate their periods monthly.
Okay.
But what you're compromising is the estrogen levels, the elevated estrogen levels actually cause the fibroids to grow.
Okay.
And then when they bust, it's like having a pregnancy.
Okay, so tell us more about this bust. What's bust mean?
It means a fibroid bust. And some of them, they bust and you have to go see a doctor.
Well, it gives them a reason to perform surgery on you. It gives them a reason to perform surgery on you. So if you think about it as an adolescent, maybe around 12, 13 years old, I can remember that's when the very first time I started relaxing my hair. My mom put relaxer in my hair, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's around when you start your menstrual cycle, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and then so when you start your menstrual cycle, that's when you go to the gynecologist, correct?
Yes.
And then they tell you, oh, you got cramps? Well, we're going to put you on the shot, right? So then you know, you're 15 years old, 10 years into it. You 25, now you got fibroids.
Oh, they spend this money on you until you hit the grave.
That's a reason for them to operate on you. I have girlfriends that are my same age that have had massive fibroids removed from their womb. 6 and 7 massive fibroids, and she didn't even know. She took a picture of them, posted it on Facebook, you know, for everybody to see, not knowing these are babies. They had teeth, they had hair, had eyes.
I know there ain't no dead air, so I'm not going to do that. Karen's eyes are locked. She about to pop over here. But I have heard these stories about the fibroids coming here with hair, teeth, and eyes.
There's a story of a lady who gave birth to a baby after being pregnant for 5 years.
No.
It's a 75-year-old woman who gave birth, and that baby had been sitting in her for like 20-something years.
Yep. And there, I mean, there's
did they go? Did they go to the doctor? For, I mean, how you?
This is a foreign country.
Oh, okay. Then I'm going to give them a pass. That's all. That's it. Pass over. Here we go. Now, because.
But I mean, if you think about it, it's if you understand what a fibroid is, it is a baby. It's not a tumor. It's a baby.
Well, see, some people have fibroids that take up a lot of space in their uteruses, even, and they deliver babies, and the fibroid is still there.
Let me also understand something too.
What?
Proof of fibroids is what we call ectopic pregnancy, right?
I've heard of ectopic pregnancy. So the baby is on the outside, correct?
So what the ectopic pregnancy proves, right, is that the baby does not have to be in your womb to grow.
Correct, but right. They call that's life-threatening, and or they usually try to take the baby because of that. And then it can leave you sterile because they have to take the tube that it's associated with.
True.
That's right, but that also lets you know that the baby does not have to be in your uterus is what I'm saying.
Right.
The baby can be anywhere growing.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes mm-hmm. it's something they have to operate on. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes it just remains there.
Now, I need some medical folks to call me at 1-877-932-9766 and help the sister out. Because without a lot of research papers in front of me, which I really like doing, I'm just going to say that this is happening too much to us.
80% of all black women have experienced fibroid tumors.
Or... Go ahead, Stella. You were going to say?
Or abortion.
What about abortions?
Abortions are not good, too. The way they set abortions up, the way they come at you, I've heard different things that have been said about when people have abortions. They want to put you on the pill right then and there, or they want to give you some things that you don't really need.
Like what?
Well, I'll let you at least tell you about some things she heard.
Okay, talk to me about what, because this is how, I mean, this table talk conversation is what we're talking about, right? Right. We got to get this out.
Yeah.
And I'll get some folks in here who are experts. I will. And let them talk to us more about what you're saying to me, because I'm not trying to put out information that we would question.
I'm not a doctor, yes, but this is just my findings over time of researching myself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And listening to others.
Yeah.
Well, the old women, our elders, our moms and grandmoms and great great grandmoms and them, they experienced this stuff and they didn't talk about it. We have to start sharing these stories. Correct, Karen?
Yes, they were afraid to share it, but we free.
We are.
Yeah. Being free.
Okay. So we don't. So we have a voice when it comes to talking with our physician.
We have a voice.
Right.
Yes.
And they can say, you know, I think we're going to put you on a pill. And you can say, how about no? Can we do something else? What are my options? Do I need to look for somebody else to talk to? Not much interested in doing this. I mean, you have to. I'm saying you have to. I don't like to do that. I'm saying
I suggest. The abortion clinics, we don't even know what they're doing with them babies.
Don't go there because that's a whole nother half an hour, and I don't have no half an hour.
Can anybody say stem cell research?
We can say it all day long. Now, pros and cons about stem cell, but did you give them permission? If you signed papers, did you read them before you did that?
They don't give you the option.
Who don't give you an option?
They don't give you an option of what they do with your fetus. After you've had an abortion, they don't give you the option.
How much a pound of flesh worth around these parts?
I've done a show on that. I've done a show on how much our bodies are worth to the traffickers. Another conversation that we'll have to have at another time.
We're loading you up right here. Loading you up.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's some serious stuff here at the table. Make right.
Questions? Yeah. Questions?
Oh, yeah, I got questions. Let's start with, nobody's mentioned the fathers in these scenarios. Where are the fathers when these women are having their stillborn babies, their stone babies, and their unwanted children? Where are you? I need you now. I need you to come on.
That's a touchy subject
for me. Ain't touchy to me.
It's touchy for me because I feel like in the end, you are the one that has to go through it.
But they're the ones that help make the babies.
That's true. But regardless, you're still the one going to lay down and had a baby or not.
Or take care of the baby.
Yeah, but I got to do this for our men friends. They're not getting supported very well. I think our men need to be educated. They may not.
I agree.
If our elders are not talking, but they're telling us a little bit, and then we have to handle it, then our men may be left out because they're not getting the conversation.
Correct.
It used to be the elder men would talk to the younger men. And around the table or out in the garage or out in the fields or wherever they were at.
It's the same to me, too, that there's that gap there because there's a lot of young men that don't know anything about a woman other than that they have a vagina. You know?
Yeah, I know. I'm aware of that. And I'll just go on and say so. When my children's father, my children's father saw his daughter, our daughter, delivered, he said, "I've never looked at a woman's vagina this way before. I'm a changed man."
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what you going to say, Stella?
I was saying I had three Caesareans, so my kid's father was there, and I was knocked out when my babies were delivered.
Yeah, see, you need that to make sure that male component is in there. So, brothers, I'm calling you up, and I'm going to have you on this show, and I want you to talk to me about the real eyes, realizing what it means to make a baby and be left out as far as the information, what mom is going through and what you are going through, where your emotions are and where the stuff fits. And you know what? I've always felt this way. When a man's head is bowed, either in prayer and or support of whatever situation he's in, he stands tallest with me. So there you go. So we're going to have brothers on here to make sure that they get their voice in here.
Yes,
because if we're having stone babies, that's their child too.
That's important.
What other information did you want to share with us, Yuli? Any more? You or Karen or Stella? Yeah,
yield the floor to Yuli. Because I know she got some more up in her.
Yuli has it tonight.
I'm glad she has it tonight. Was there any more information you really want? Because you're really just piquing our interest now.
I am. So I want to talk to you about what you just said.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Because you said that the men are the fathers of the stone babies.
Yes.
I'm going to get in your face a little bit and say, no, they're not.
Okay, go ahead then.
So,
who the baby daddy?
They ain't no baby daddy.
Okay, so this is because we've been taking substances in and on our bodies?
This is because of a hormonal imbalance.
Which is caused by something we have.
Correct. This is caused by something, malpractices on our part, things that we don't know that we're doing, right?
Mm-hmm.
For example, breast cancer is an industry.
Who don't know that?
It's a whole industry.
But if you take some sour sop tea.
Well, I'm going to tell you where it starts, though.
Well,
it starts with the whole full aisle of deodorant.
Oh. Well, yeah, because it has aluminum in it.
And aluminum gets absorbed into your armpits and hence your breast and hence breast cancer, right?
Yeah.
But that's just like the other things that we do to our body. We wear perfume.
Fluoride.
Fluoride for your toothpaste.
Fluoride in the water.
Fluoride in the water because you're drinking, You're drinking faucet water.
Bleach right? in the water.
Right. Then on top of that, you are relaxing your hair and you're on birth control.
Medication in the water.
Right.
So we have to pick our battles.
Well, you have to understand these different things that you're doing to your body, because they really push them as a means of,
body care.
Body care. Just overall body care.
Now, I'm not going to have a wound opened up and then not give you something for it, because if you don't want to use traditional deodorants, then you find a source, and there are sources who make natural deodorants, aluminum in it.
Support black business.
Okay, there you go. Stella, I thought I heard you. Support black business. So what we need to do now, because we've opened up a wound, we're gonna get it cleared out, and we're going to put something on it so that it'll heal.
So the best thing to do for fibroids is an ancient practice called yoni steam. Yoni. Y-O-N-I, yoni, and steam. It's called a yoni steam. And that is an ancient practice.
What are we steaming?
You're cleansing your reproductive.
You know what she's talking about, steaming your behind. Let's get that out there. Let's steam it, all right?
We do that when we have to, we have a cold and we put steam
over our head.
And it draws out the mucus.
Thank you.
It draws out all of the impurities. And so this is the same idea for as above, so below.
Amen.
Okay.
And a woman. The bottom line. So the bottom line is we need to be very, very, this is the year to be very proactive in what it is we are doing. We just must. I mean, you just can't let somebody just tell you you're sure ain't sure, and them other all in my, we're not
Please
doing that this year.
All of these things I'm talking about, stone babies.
Don't take our word
for it. Aluminum in deodorant, fluoride in your toothpaste. Please go and research all of these things, because it's causing you to have all of these issues that are avoidable. It's just about whether you're aware.
Now, so we're almost done with this conversation. However, if I told you that green tea, peppermint tea, oolong tea, chamomile tea, chai, and black tea and ginger will take care of your stuff for you. I don't think we have time for us to go through. Bloating is in every single one of these. I'm concerned about that bloating piece, but that goes back to what you are taking in your body, correct?
Yes.
Bloating.
Yeah.
Change your diet. Change your mind. Change your life.
See? Drink some water.
And then let's do a couple of these real quick before we have to go, and you all tell me what you think. Once you carry your own water, you'll learn the value of every drop. Is that true?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
mm-hmm,
it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. And then before we have to go, I want to say thank you. Thank you for staying here with me. This is the way I'm going to be doing things this year. I'm going to make sure that you overstand, that you have options. Your physician is a treater, a fixer of your circumstances. But your food in your cupboard and out in your backyard, like dandelion, which will take down blood pressure, that's your medicine. That's your food is your medicine. Mm-hmm. Do you understand what I'm talking about? I just need you to hear me when I'm telling you that when we are together like this and we share good information, it would behoove you to go on and take a listen and try it for yourself. Just know that life is too short for anything. So just be happy. Kiss slowly, love deeply, forgive quickly, and take chances, and never leave with regret. TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio, the way it should be heard.